You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
I want to share with you today out of Psalm 30, verse 5. Psalm 30, verse 5. And while you're finding that, I want to tell you, or I want to ask you rather, what do you do when you're going through? Look at somebody and ask them, what do you do when you're going through? As I was just kind of praying and meditating this week, I really felt in my spirit that was a question that the Holy Spirit was asked, what do you do when you are going through? When something tragic happens, when something precious is lost, what do you do when you're going through? And I think we've all been touched by circumstances. We've all had to go through something. It was either directly or indirectly, but it caused us to have to go through. So what do we do when we're going through? Psalm 30, verse 5, it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Look at somebody and say, but joy. This is the important part right here. Turn to somebody else and say, but joy. But joy comes in the morning. I want to talk to you about joy in the morning. Just say it with me. Joy in the morning. Joy in the morning. It's hard to say joy and it not start to put a smile on your face, because we're talking about something that's supernatural, that's beyond what we're feeling in the natural when I say joy in the morning. So I want to talk to you about that, because you see, the enemy, my enemy, your enemy, our enemy, the enemy of our soul, he has an agenda. Do you believe that? John 10:10 tells us about this agenda to kill, steal, and destroy. So the devil's agenda is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Let's read it. John 10:10 says, the thief's purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. So when we start to go through difficult things, and we begin to ask difficult questions, and we begin to ask why, we need to make sure we remember what the Bible says. It's the enemy that comes to kill and steal and destroy. Sometimes bad theology slips into the church and they say, well, God needed some more flowers up in heaven. Can I tell you what the Word of God says? The Word of God says, the thief, not God, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. It's the thief that's come to try to mess with your family, to try to wreak havoc in your life. And I look around and I see bad things happening, even to good people sometimes. Why? Because the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. It's not God. God's not randomly walking around looking to inflict some type of painful test on people. No, it's the enemy that is after us to try and kill, steal, and destroy. And he's a real enemy. He does not sleep. He doesn't take vacations. He doesn't have other hobbies. All the time, this is what he does. Kill, steal, destroy. Whether we let him in or whether he succeeds a little bit in our lives or not, this is what he's after. This is his agenda upon the earth, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's what Jesus tells us. So when somebody begins to ask me difficult questions, when people begin to ask you difficult questions, we have to make sure to point them back to the Word of God that says it's the thief that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So when tragedy strikes, we have to make sure that we're blaming it on the right person. Because it helps us get into the framework to understand the next part of what God's about to do. See, we won't understand how God wants to bless us if we're blaming God for the killing and the stealing and the destroying. Can't blame God for the killing and the stealing and the destroying, or we won't be in the frame of mind to understand the revelation of what He wants to do for us. God does bring judgment. That's true. You read in the Word of God and you might say, well, Pastor, doesn't God bring judgment? Yes. But you have to also understand that God is very busy. He's very busy healing, saving, delivering, restoring, bringing life, bringing hope. And so when we think about the character and the essence of God, we think of love. We think of redemption. We think of restoration. And so we understand who we need to pin the blame on when tragic things happen in our life. It's not God. The thief comes to do these things. But here's the good news. Are you ready for the good news? I came here today to give you good news. I don't know if you're reading out of the same book that I'm reading, but when I crack this book open, I read good news. And when you open this book, if you're reading something besides good news, you might just be reading it wrong. Because this is good news. Tap somebody on the shoulder, say, this is good news. Because while the enemy is out there trying to kill and steal and destroy, and sometimes he succeeds in our lives, do you know what God is doing? God is healing. God is delivering. God is redeeming. God is restoring. God is blessing. God is bringing things back to life. And we have to remember that no weapon formed against us will prosper. So even when the devil does his best or the devil does his worst, let me tell you that God will do something to supersede what the enemy has done in your life. And it actually brings me joy and gives me hope and gives me life when I see the enemy try to do something in my life, because I know God is about to do something even better. God is going to supersede what the enemy has tried to do in my life. For every time the enemy tries to strip something away and rob something and kill something and destroy something in my life, I know God will not be outdone. So I came to remind you today that God will not be outdone in your life. If you stay faithful to God and you stay underneath the shadow of His wings, there's nothing that the enemy can do that God will not undo and supersede in your life. And that is the good news. This is what Psalm 91:7 says. 1,000 may fall at your side. There might be people in your neighborhood dropping like flies. There might be people that are in your same line of work that are getting laid off, that are getting the worst end of the stick. It says, and 10,000 at your right hand. It may seem like everywhere people are getting a bad deal. But it shall not come near you. 1,000, 10,000. But it's not going to touch me. Why? Because I'm a child of God. And if I stay with God and I stay in alignment with God, anything the devil tries to strip away from me, God is going to bless me. Look at somebody and say, God's going to give you double for your trouble. Look at somebody else and say, I'm already starting to look like Job. Because it doesn't matter what he takes out of my life, God is going to bless me with more. God is going to bless me with more. God is going to bless me with more. And when the devil steals, and when the devil kills, and when the devil tries to destroy in my life, God is about to resurrect. God is about to bless. God is about to bring it to another level. Why? Because God will not be outdone. God will not be outdone. Although the devil is trying to destroy and wreck your life and wreak havoc on your family and play games with your mind. If you stay focused on God and you stay in God, the Bible says, and I'm here to tell you again, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen their seed begging for bread. That means God's never going to leave you alone. He's never going to leave you alone. Look at somebody and say, I'm not alone. I'm not alone today. I'm not alone today because He is with me. He is with me. And that excites me. That excites me. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Just say, but joy. Come on, say it with authority, but joy. Say it with authority, but joy. Joy comes in the morning. So no matter what you're going through, know that God has already started to work on your behalf to undo what the devil has tried to do in your life. And unlike the devil, God never fails. The devil can fail, but my God can't fail. The devil can come and sometimes he wins and sometimes he loses, but my God never fails. Never. So Paul tells us what the kingdom of God is. I love it. Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This is the kingdom of God. If we can get it today, if we can walk away with something, a fresh revelation of an old scripture we read before, is the kingdom of God is about this: righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So if I keep myself in the right place with God, God's going to give me peace and God's going to give me joy, and the devil's not going to be able to touch me. Righteousness, peace, and joy. The Holy Spirit wants to fill you up today. He wants to fill you up today, and He wants to fill you up with joy. Joy. I read this scripture a different way this week. It says, joy comes in the morning. And I started thinking, this is what the Holy Spirit likes to do. In the middle of our mourning, in the middle of our grieving, the Holy Spirit wants to come in and say, pause. I want to give you joy in the middle of that. It's not even going to make sense to your natural mind, but I'm going to fill you up with joy. Because what we don't realize sometimes is the joy of the Lord is our strength. So what we need when we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death is strength. So for us to get the strength, the Holy Spirit's going to fill us up with joy. Joy, unspeakable joy. And we might not understand it in the natural. People around us might not understand it. They might say, man, they're off their rocker. But no, I'm full of the Holy Spirit and joy. I'm full of the Holy Spirit and joy. God sent me here today to tell you He wants to fill you up with joy. With joy. With joy. And then you'll feel like celebrating in the middle of the dark hours. In the middle of the morning, you feel like celebrating. Because joy isn't happiness. It's not that thing that's here today and gone tomorrow. You see, joy isn't that thing that you get when you buy a new toy. Joy is something different. It comes from a different place, a different dimension. It comes from a different kingdom. So it doesn't always make sense to people that are living in this kingdom, focusing on this type of mental framework, because it's from a different thought process. Joy. The Holy Spirit wants to invade our lives with joy. Oh yeah, it's going to give you the strength that you need to make it through. Yeah, yeah. And in the midst of when the devil thinks he's got you on the ropes, he thinks that he's got you, You're just doing the rope-a-dope because the Holy Spirit is putting joy inside of you. And you got some strength he doesn't know nothing about. He might have seen it before a bunch of times, but he can't understand it because it's something that he cannot obtain. The Holy Spirit giving joy and strengthening us in the darkest moments. God wants to give us joy today. The psalmist said it like this in Psalm 30:11. He said, "You have turned my mourning into dancing." You've turned my mourning into dancing. How can that happen? It's when God comes into our mourning and pushes the pause button and says, "Here's joy." You might not understand it, but this is what you need today. Here's joy. Joy in the middle of your grieving. Joy in the middle of your mourning. Joy in the middle of your darkest hour. I'm giving you joy. And you're going to feel like dancing and people aren't going to stand it. You're going to feel like praising and people aren't going to know what to think about it. Joy in the morning. You may be going through hell this week. Maybe this season has been difficult. But I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit wants to give you joy in the midst of your mourning. The Holy Spirit wants to stop us. Say, it's time to take a praise break. It's time for me to fill you up with so much life and hope and joy that you just got to lift your hands and say, thank you. Hallelujah. It doesn't even have to make sense. It doesn't have to make sense in the natural. It's not gonna make sense in the natural, but joy. Joy in the middle of the moment when I'm mourning. Joy in the middle of the moment when I'm grieving. Joy in the middle of the moment when my back is against the wall and I'm in the corner and the devil's taking blow after blow after blow after blow after blow after blow after blow. The Holy Spirit breathes joy. Woo! And I come out of that corner like Mike Tyson. I'm about to knock the devil's head off because I got joy. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. I've got joy that the devil didn't know about. I've got joy. I believe God sent me to say this to somebody today. God has joy in the morning. Not just joy tomorrow. He's got joy for you wherever you are right now. And he's ready today to invade your life and invade your circumstances and invade your thoughts and your emotions with a joy that is not of this world. With a joy that's from a different dimension, that holds a different power and a different essence and different characteristics than anything that this world can offer. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe the enemy has been messing with you today. I want you to stand up. Everybody stand up with me. God wants to stir up his Holy Spirit and joy. Not just in this room, but in your heart and in your spirit, that you walk out of this place with such joy and such strength that no devil in hell is going to be able to shake you. And no matter how the devil has thought he has positioned you, God is already in the corner with you, filling you up with joy, pumping up your spiritual man with joy and strength.
and life. And there's nothing that the devil can do about it. There is nothing that the devil can do about it. Because what God does, the devil cannot undo. What we allow God to do, what we partner with God to do, the devil can't do anything about that. There has been some weapons formed against you in your life. Some scary weapons, some intimidating weapons, some Goliath-sized caliber weapons. But I want to tell you, God created you to be a giant slayer. There's a little David inside of you. There's a little David inside of me that says, I'm not giving up. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to ask the prayer team to come down here today, because I know that there is some here today that just need an extra touch of His joy. They need the Holy Spirit's joy to be activated. You need somebody to stand in agreement with you today and speak joy. Breathe joy. Come in agreement on the grounds of joy today. That no matter what the devil, hallelujah, I ain't even made the altar call and people are coming down. God wants to give joy. God wants to give you joy. As the worship team sings, all-consuming fire, you know He's a fire. Says that God is a fire. He consumes everything that's holding you back. He consumes the spirit of heaviness. He burns up the grief and the sadness and the hopelessness and the thoughts of suicide. He burns it up because He's a consuming fire. If you need that extra touch of joy, get down here to the altar. We're going to sing this song. Say,
all consuming fire, all consuming fire.
Yes, God, that's what we desire today. That's what we desire today, God. Yes, yes, yes.
Living flame of
fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us up. I need some help over here on the other side. All consuming fire.
All consuming fire.
You're our heart's desire, Jesus.
You're our heart's desire.
Living flame.
Living flame of love.
Come baptize us. All consuming fire,
all consuming fire.
You're our heart's desire.
You're our heart's.
Come on, the Holy Spirit
desire.
Is doing something in this room right now. The Holy Spirit is doing something in this room right now. Make sure you get it. Make sure you receive it. Make sure you walk out of here with that impartation today of joy. All consuming fire,
all consuming fire.
You're everything that we desire,
you're
God.
Our heart's desire,
yeah. Living flame,
living flame, of
living flame of love.
Come baptize us,
God. Give us a greater revelation of Your love. I want to know how deep. Come on, just receive that. We want to know.
We want to know
how much You love us, God.
We want to know.
Show us how deep Your love is. may not understand how deep and how wide and how high and how immense His love is for us. He can give us a glimpse of that today. In His presence, He can give us a greater understanding of His love, of His peace, of His joy that we didn't have when we walked in here today. But we can walk out of here with more. More understanding of His love. With our hearts full. God can touch us in the emotion, in the emotional realm, in the soul realm. Where so often there's a war, there's a tug of war of our faith, and sometimes our emotions are talking and the voice is so loud. One moment in His presence, He can begin to show us His love, show us His joy, show us His peace. Will you grab hands with the person next to them? The person next to you, just say a prayer for them. Just say a prayer for them. You might not know what they're going through today, but the Holy Spirit knows exactly what they're going through today. And as you just squeeze that hand or put your hand on somebody's shoulder and just let them know that the Holy Spirit hasn't forgotten about them and that God loves them more than they could possibly fathom. And that His joy is available to us even when we're in the midst of incomprehensible things, things that we can't even put words on. Just pray. Just speak life into the person beside you. Just pray a prayer for them. It might be just exactly what they need right now in this moment. For somebody, just speak life into them. It doesn't have to be complicated words. Just let the Holy Spirit use you today. Pour out your joy. Wipe away the spirit of mourning. Give a spirit of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. Just let God use you. There's so much ministry happening in this room right now. Just let God use you. Just let God use you. If you're done praying for that person, just turn to somebody else. Put your hand on their shoulder. Just speak some life into them. It might be just what they need. It might be just what they need. Maybe they're not on your aisle. Maybe they're not on your aisle. Just go out and put your hand on somebody's shoulder. Just pray for them. Yeah. Yes. Today, God. Lord, touch them, God, right where they need. God, give them life. Give them your joy. God, fill them up today. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Let them know that you have not forgotten about them. that you never leave us, you never forsake us, that there's never a moment that you're not aware of where we are. God, touch them today, Lord. I pray for them that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, would touch them in this moment in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.